KFYO's News Talk 790 at 709. Good morning, Collins and Mack. You know, we had a lot of confusion and controversy swirling around the withdrawal of Jean Ann Stratton from the ballot for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. Now, you never would have thought that there would have been that many seagulls fighting over a piece of watermelon.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, but you know, we were talking with Carl Tepper about the way things went down yesterday. Now, by the way, Carl is joining us on the line right now, but I did want to remind you that the podcast of yesterday's interview with Carl about how the whole thing went down is at KFYO.com. Welcome to the program, Carl Tepper. How are you?
Wow, I rated a podcast?
Yeah.
Amazing.
You're running in a podcast.
You're somebody right now, right?
You're a P in a podcast.
Yeah.
All right. This is interesting, Carl, because what we have is we go from Jean Ann walking in trying to withdraw, same time that daughter is signing for the ballot, or, you know, filing to be on the ballot in the election for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4. So we go from what looks to be an attempt at passing the baton to a withdrawal, an extended deadline. And how many people did you have show up to file yesterday?
You know, we have a total number of five candidates. Four showed up to file after the deadline, or I should say with the extended deadline. So I was actually expecting there was a couple more looking at it real closely who deferred. And so there's a total of five candidates in that race right now.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, the candidates that vie to replace Justice Jean Ann Stratton, her daughter Margaret Ann Brown, Deborah Burton, Anne Marie Carruth, Gary Vaughn, and Brenda Willis. This is correct?
That's correct.
Now, earlier this year, wasn't Willis appointed by the Lubbock County Commissioner's Court to serve as constable of Precinct 4?
Yeah, she was. And I got a call late last week saying that she really always wanted to be the JP. And so she'd like to run for the race, and we discussed it for a while. Ultimately, you know, she has to resign her constable seat to run for JP. So it's a pretty serious decision. You got to make a living here in Lubbock, Texas, you know.
Right.
But she went ahead and resigned yesterday and filed to run, and she's running full force.
Okay. This didn't work out the way I don't think that Jean Ann Stratton thought it was going to work out. I mean, wasn't this one of those things where we thought we're going to kind of slip in quietly and daughter's going to take over the reins? Am I reading too much between the lines there?
Tommy, I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know, but state law has this neat, nifty little clause in it that if the incumbent resigns the day of filing or the day after, if they withdraw from the race, that the party chairman is obligated by state law. I have to reopen filing.
Well,
I don't think they knew that little part. It's a new law. Frankly, the Republican Party of Texas they weren't aware of this law until that South Texas Congressman Stockman resigned at the last minute to run against John Cornyn. So they had to reopen filing for that. We looked into that clause. And it looked like it was something we could do as well here, and we did. Immediately we did it for the constable's race, where Brenda Willis withdrew from that race at the last minute, and so we were obligated to open that filing through yesterday at 6 p.m. And then when I was allowed to, and I had the consideration to withdraw and go ahead and accept Jean Ann Stratton. Withdrawal notice, I was obligated to open filing again for that seat.
Well, Laura and I were talking. Isn't it interesting, Laura, that just in a matter of a couple of days that four more people officially throw their hat into the ring, and then there were, you know, several more that were eyeballing it but deferred?
Yeah, they probably were thinking about it, and then the opportunity came up, and they were like, yeah, I'll do it.
Now, you were telling me, Carl, that Brenda Willis, who's Precinct 4 JP, was, you know, kind of mulling this over. But are a lot of these other people that I mean, do you interview them? Do you say, hey, do you consult with them? Or do you just give them the paperwork? I mean, did this many people just on a dime say, I'm going to run?
You know, yes. Your last question, yes. This many people on a dime decided they want to run. They do visit with me. You know, it's hard not to talk politics when you're giving them their application. And a lot of them have concerns or have never run before. And that's where I'm able to come in and tell them, hey, you know, this is not, it's not like a presidential election. You're going to be walking blocks. You know, you're going to raise enough money to buy some signs for people's yards. And you might have a little coffee at somebody's house and, you know, ask your friends at church for a few dollars. And you're going to go and you're going to walk some blocks. You're going to get your walk list. You're going to meet your neighbors.
Wow.
And hopefully they'll like you. And they're going to vote for you. And maybe you served, again, on church committees, city committees. Those types of connections start coming into play. And that's it. And it's really the best of American politics.
Okay.
These small local races, Tom. These small local races for constable, JP, you know, county court at law, city council. Those are the races that matter. It should matter, and it makes you feel better about politics.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of interesting. Do you think some of these people that have filed are just thinking, very just seriously considering it? Do you think any of these people are actually going to? Now, they're going to be on the ballot at this point, regardless. But do you think that some of them may just go by the wayside and really not do anything
out? From what I've seen, every one of these candidates is running. And there's some strong candidates. Two of them are really strong. I'm not going to say who. But and you could always have that dark horse come from behind who's never had this type of experience before. And by the way, those are the ones that will run in the future and win.
Right.
So you've got five candidates right now and the four that followed yesterday who are real candidates. They are running.
All right. Thanks. Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican chairperson. We got five people in the race for Precinct 4. Before we go, I'd like to give you an opportunity to respond and answer my question to Precinct 4 trivia, because I think probably the majority of people that live in Precinct 4 are unaware. So where is Precinct 4?
Oh, it's up around the shallow water area, the north, northeast quadrant of the county, and it jets into the Rush area, that sort of thing.
Okay. Okay.
But
you do have to live in the precinct to run for the precinct, right?
Yes, you have to have been a resident for at least 6 months before the filing opens.
All right, very good. Carl, thanks for being with us. We'll check in with you later. Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican Chair.